Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. Thank you, Arnie, my son, for my theme song. You can listen or download this or any one of my shows on my website at the radio show tab at bruceallen.com. I have held over, thankfully and graciously, she agreed, Dr. Weberman, to continue with the conversation landmines and our daughters. Dr. Weberman, let's quickly get number 6 and 7, and we can elaborate on a future episode when, God willing, you'll be back.
Fantastic. So I'm going to skip right to number 7. The way that you use your phone in front of your teenager is very important. Usually the complaint is the other way around, the way teenagers are using their phone. But parents, I think, are just as guilty as sometimes getting consumed by the text messages and the incoming calls. The reason why this is a sensitivity to teenagers is because they're really paying attention to how receptive you look to a conversation, even if they're not talking. So it's always important that you look receptive. So during mealtimes, shut off the phone. While you're driving in the car, you've got a captive audience there. Don't take calls. Don't check texts. I mean, for safety reasons too, but even with a hands-free device.
My son, I got to tell you something. My son is here and he is just giving me dirty look after dirty look and pointing at me. Oh, see, every single one of these I do. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I mean, the author of Queen Bees and Wannabes says it best, the blackberry doesn't fall far from the tree. So you really have to be looking at your own behaviors. Look receptive, and if you can't turn your phone off, because a lot of parents have jobs now that don't have clear boundaries, so they have to take calls all throughout the day, schedule a date with your teenager. Go for coffee, go for ice cream, turn off the phones, and just have a conversation.
Okie dokie. You know, I have a saying, by the way, that we could also devote a whole show to. It's the first column I wrote is called "There's No Such Thing as Quality Time. There's Only Quantity Time." It's something I believe really strongly in, and maybe we'll talk about it on another show. So quickly, tell us number 6 because I got to wrap up.
Okay. Well, number 6 is a heavy topic, and it really has to do with the way parents use social media and Facebook to talk about their children very publicly. And I don't think we can cover it really fast, but there's really things you want to be looking at before you start posting things about your kids on Facebook. Is this an invasion of their privacy? Even if it's positive, they made honor roll, they score the winning goal in soccer, they may not want some of these things to be so public.
Okay. Not only do I violate that left and right, but I actually I have a piece of advice on that, and we will talk about this at length.
I have advised
parents, and I do this very, very well, actually, that you must be your kid's friend on Facebook, and especially when they're younger, so that you can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if they won't let you be their friend, then they don't get to use a computer or be on Facebook. Very simple. That's one of my rules. But the important corollary of that rule, even if, as my boys, particularly my older son, has said, excuse me, he doesn't mind me being on, he doesn't mind me posting something, you must never, ever let your presence be known on their Facebook profile, including, as you said, saying the good things. And the reason isn't that they will object, but their friends will see that mom or dad is on their friend's Facebook profile. And then they will shut up. And they will say, I can't believe your mom's on your profile. So that's the reason I say do not make your presence known, but be their friend.
Absolutely. And then on your profile, be careful what you're sharing about them.
Okay. This is so good. All right. Please come back to the show. And thank you, Dr. Weberman. Quickly, where can my listeners find you?
Theparentingplayground.com is our blog, and JenniferWeberman.com is my personal website.
There you go. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. We will be almost finished up with this show. What an excellent show we had today. We spoke about body art, tattoos, and our kids. Next week, we're going to talk about the good old days. You'll have to stay tuned for that. You can like me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, but I really meant to say like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And please stay in the loop and receive my newsletter by going to BruceAllen.com, the homepage. And Dad Chat is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. I hope to see you there. See in quotes. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is about baby Bookie Boo, and it is absolutely adorable. The new Because I Said So comic is called Dad Golfs, and you can imagine what he does. I need to thank my team that is behind the scenes, my wonderful engineer and producer, Richard Dugan, and my also wonderful station manager and cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll. I want to thank my son for taking some video of today's show. Aaron, thank you very much. Thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.